John S. Doyle is here for a look at what it says in today's papers.
The by-elections taking place today in Dublin Central and Galway West could have lasting impacts on Irish politics, writes Paul Hosford in the Irish Examiner. Two close contests are expected after intense canvassing, says the Irish Times. History has taught us one key lesson. By-elections often deliver big surprises, writes John Downing in the Irish Independent. In the news from abroad, the Independent and Times both carry the same photograph on their front pages. It shows Margaret Connolly, sister of President Connolly, with another activist from the Gaza flotilla at Istanbul Airport yesterday, following their deportation from Israel. The Independent reports the Taoiseach Micheál Martin's comment that there is growing anger across Europe at the treatment of people on the flotilla. The fallout from the flotilla piles pressure on the coalition to act on Israel, writes Mary Regan on an inside page of The Independent. She said that just after a video emerged of Israel's far-right security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, taunting detained activists from what is called the Freedom Flotilla, the Doyle voted against slapping sanctions on Israel. A row is likely over the scope of the Occupied Territories Bill, says The Times. The paper says that the government is set to ignore calls to include trade in services in its legislation restricting trade with territories illegally occupied by Israel. In its lead story, The Times reports that spending in the areas of justice and transport will be reduced as the impact of a new levy takes hold across government. The levy is being imposed to offset a €640 million overrun in the education sector, Martin Wall writes. The Independent leads with the ex-wife of a Garda who pleaded guilty to assaulting her. She has spoken of her disbelief at his last-minute High Court attempt to halt his dismissal. Another Garda is the subject of the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. At Mullingar Circuit Criminal Court yesterday, a judge said that David Reynolds, who put a tracker on his wife's phone, recorded conversations and ordered her to stay at home, treated her like a chattel. Reynolds pleaded guilty to controlling and coercive behaviour, which would have had a serious effect on his wife, Ashley Masterson. Sentencing was adjourned until October. For the Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror, the main news is that the teacher Enoch Burke has been officially sacked by Wilson's Hospital School after what the Sun calls a four-year legal battle. In book news, The Independent has a two-page spread for what Catherine Fagan calls an extraordinary new book, Unmasking Samantha Cooks, The Many Lives of a Serial Fraudster by Alan Bradley. The Times gives much space to the Scottish author Ali Smith, who has won the Dublin Literary Award worth €100,000 for her novel Glyph. As Martin Doyle reports, Smith describes it as a book very much about who and what makes a home, for those who find themselves out in the world looking for exactly that.